Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. I am Charlene, your hostess. Thank you for listening to this motivational radio talk show where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher, but this show is a part of my more modern and family-friendly Christian faith-based ministry. Today's read-along will be the conclusion of the book of Nehemiah. I want to review, I was trying to read very quickly, thinking that I can conclude the book of Nehemiah during our last broadcast. So I'm going to begin with verse 43 of chapter 12 through the conclusion of the book of Nehemiah. Okay, so that's chapter 12 beginning with verse 43. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth. The New Monday Show believes it is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. The New Monday Show is currently in summer hours activities. We have our annual internet revival going on right now, Mother's Day weekend. On Sunday, I will conclude the revival with my sermon, and the YouTube playlist of all the sermons and highlighted songs are now available. So if you would like to go to my playlist at this time, you may. Shopping Lounge News. I am no longer selling Avon because of my Housing Choice Voucher Program / Section 8 lease-up activities. As many of you know, I had to move fairly quickly out of my D.C. unit because of some issues, and so I relocated here to Georgia with the thankfully, I was able to find a unit so I could have a roof over my head. And the goal was for me to relocate back to my native state of Maryland. So I'm in the progress of trying to relocate again because of landlord issues once again. But I know that the Lord did not really lead me to Georgia. I was content living in D.C., but again, the landlord had some issues with some repairs that needed to be done. Then, thankfully, I was able to move here in Georgia for some time. But my goal is to move back closer to my native state of Maryland. So I'm praying for myself, my home style, my unique household at this time as I proceed and such initiatives. And I ask that you pray for my family at this time as well. We had another incident. Seems like a lot of things are going on. I had mentioned to you all about Bitcoin malware virus on my computer. My half-brother was ill during the same time. Now, my middle daughter is graduating from high school, and her prom is coming up, and we were trying to shop for prom dresses, thought that prom dress would be here by now, by Mother's Day weekend at least, and we don't know where the gown is. So we pray for the ones who have to try to find out where the gown is, and I pray that we will find a gown that will be something that interests her as well at this time. So, and I pray for all graduates, whether you be in elementary, middle, high, or college. Just continue to pray for our graduates. Okay. I think that concludes all of the announcements that I have. Just, you know, again, reminder, I'm on summer hour activities right now. So, at this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath and slowly exhale. Exhale out all the negativity of what you may have to do today or this evening. And repeat, deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Meditation poem, I Am by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, continue to guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, I ask that you bless all listeners and my audience participating in our annual internet revival. Anyone is welcome. Revival. Amen. Amen. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household. Upon generation, in Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be the conclusion of the book of Nehemiah, and we'll begin with chapter 12. Verse 43. Okay, my audience ready? Let's begin our read-along. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives of also and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. And at that time were some appointed over the chambers for the treasures, for the offerings, for the firstfruits, and for the tithes, to gather into them out of the fields of the cities the portions of the law for the priests and Levites. For Judah rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites that waited. And both the singers and the porters kept the ward of their God and the ward of the purification according to the commandment of David and of Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chief of the singers and songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God. And all of Israel in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah gave the portions of the singers and the porters every day his portion. And they sanctified holy things unto the Levites, and the Levites sanctified them unto the children of Aaron, or Aaron. Continuing with chapter 13, verse 1. On that day, they read in the book of Moses, in the audience of the people, and therein was found written that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of God forever, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them. How about our God turn the curse into a blessing? Now it came to pass, when they had heard the law, that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude. And before this, Eliashib the priest, having the oversight of the chamber of the house of our God, was allied unto Tobiah. And he had prepared for him a great chamber, where aforetime they laid the meat offerings, the frankincense, and the vessels, and the tithes of the corn, the new wine, and the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the offerings of the priest. But in all this time, I at Jerusalem, for in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, came I unto the king, and after certain days obtained I leave of the king. And I came to Jerusalem and understood of the evil that Eliashib did for Tobiah, and preparing him a chamber in the courts of the house of God. And it grieved me sore. Therefore, I cast forth all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber. Then I commanded, and they cleansed the chambers. And thither bought I again the vessels of the house of God, with the meat offerings and the frankincense. Verse 10 is where I would have begun this particular broadcast. So now we're at the book of Nehemiah, chapter 13, verse 10. And I perceived that the portions of the Levites had not been given them, for the Levites and the singers that did the work were fled every one to his field. Pausing for a moment, or we could say to his own unique household. Okay? Because remember, they had created specific booths of their own designs, of their own unique style. Everyone had a booth. So now we find that the singers and the porters fled, everyone to his or her field. Verse 11, then contended I with the rulers and said, why is the house of God forsaken? And I gathered them together and set them in their place. Then brought all Judah the tithe of the corn and of the new wine and the oil unto the treasuries. And I made treasurers over the treasuries. Shemaiah the priest, and Zadok, the scribe, and of the Levites, Pedaiah, and next to them was Anan, the son of Zakur, the son of Mataniah, for they were counted faithful, and their office was to distribute unto their brethren. Remember me, O my God, concerning this, and wipe not out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for the offices thereof. In those days saw I in Judah some treading wine presses on the Sabbath and bringing in sheaves and lading asses, as also wine, grapes and figs, and all manner of burdens, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day wherein they sold victuals. There dwelt men of Tyre also therein, which brought fish and all manner of ware, and sold on the Sabbath unto the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah, and said unto them, What evil thing is this that ye do, and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers thus, and did not our God bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? Yet ye bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut and charged that they should not be open till after the Sabbath. And some of my servants set eye at the gates, that there should be no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and sellers of all kind of ware lodged without Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them and said unto them, Why lodge ye about the law? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of thy mercy. In those days also saw I Jews that had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab. And their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by God, saying, Ye shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourselves. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all of Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. Shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our God in marrying strange wives? And one of the sons of Joada, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was son-in-law to Sabala, the Horonite, Therefore, I chased him from me. Remember them, oh my God, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. Thus cleansed I them from all strangers and appointed the wards of the priests and the Levites, every one in his business. And our last verse of the book of Nehemiah, verse 31. And for the wood offering at times appointed, and for the first fruits. Remember me, O my God, for good. Thus ends the reading of God's words. During our live broadcast, I will continue reading the Old Testament of the King James Version Holy Bible, beginning with the book of Esther. Okay? And my summer hours activities will conclude in August. So the year of 2016, my summer hours activities will conclude in August. And then I will begin again having a live broadcast of the new Monday show. Okay? So during the summer and of now, you can enjoy broadcast, earlier broadcast, as well as our annual All Are Welcome Internet Revival. Okay? You may email me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again, or share with family or friends if you are a new reader of the Holy Bible. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for visiting the New Monday Show. My online page is a family bonding portal at charleneonline.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements. May you have a blessed and productive summer season and week, and don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen, to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things that you have both learned, received, and heard and see in me, and see me do, do. And the God of peace shall be with you.